And three, and this is kind of a peculiar command, circumcision, which Abraham has performed upon himself and his entire household, which is extensive. If you think of Abraham, you can think of sort of a Bedouin chief. That's what I presume it would have looked like in real life. He takes his entire band and all the males get circumcised, which is an odd, on the face of it, a kind of decision to make. I take it that what is going around, that the metaphor is something like this, that you don't want the life force impeded, that it's a kind of opening up. It's a physical metaphorical expression of openness or something like that is how I interpret it. Although I'm to be honest with you, not certain that that's correct. It reminds me also, in some sense, lots of cultures have sort of painful initiation rituals of one sort or another. But this has been spiritualized. This is a metaphor for a kind of psychic openness, which leads later on in the Bible to the phrase circumcised hearts, meaning hearts that are open to divine influence and so forth. In any case, that's the last element of the covenant, and it remains. And the promise is that if Abraham does these things, is obedient, is faithful, is circumcised, then he will become a great nation. But there's a problem. His wife doesn't have any children. This is a polygamous society, and an infertile wife has the option of using one of her slaves as a proxy, sending the slave to her husband and adopting the slave's child as a sort of an honorary son. And that has happened. Hagar, the slave of Abraham's wife, Sarah, has had a child with Abraham who's called Ishmael. But Sarah herself has never had a child. God says she's going to have one. She laughs. She's 90. Abraham laughs. But by George, sure enough, she does. And that's Isaac. And Isaac is the bearer of the promise. If Abraham is going to be the father of a great nation, then Isaac is going to be the person through whom that great nation comes to be. That's what makes so important Genesis 22, which is paradoxical and powerful. And that's the sacrifice of Isaac. One of the profoundest and most difficult to interpret passages in the whole Hebrew Bible. Now it came to pass that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am, which is the standard verbal representation of spiritual openness. Then he said, Take now your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. And he gets there, and Isaac says, Dad, where's the ram? Abraham says, Don't worry, God will provide. And he ties Isaac up, and he's about to do it when the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said again, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. The point of the story, as I take it, and this is a story which has generated tremendous amounts of discussion and controversy.